This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, we invite you to join us right here, toll-free, on the radio at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're starting out with a special guest. We don't do guests very often here on Free Talk Live, so you really do have to be special to be a guest on the show, because it's, you know, breaks from our normal format, which the normal format here is open phones all the time. So if you do have something you want to call in about, you're welcome to do it after we get done with our guest here, who is a returning guest. He's Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com. Hello, Roger.
Hi, guys. Always nice to be with you.
Yes, and good morning to you. You're over in Tokyo right now, where it is 8 o'clock in the morning. So thanks for being up. And I'm sure you probably would be up anyway, because you're a productive kind of guy, an international person who was recently signed on to a pretty big news headline for the Bitcoin cryptocurrency. Now, for our listeners who are maybe brand new to the show, brand new to Bitcoin, Mark, what is Bitcoin? How do you describe, you know, elevator pitch?
Yeah, Bitcoin's an international currency that you don't have to, when you hit, you know, borders, you don't have to change it. It is just with you. You don't possess it. It's on the internet. Mm. So it has never been hacked. There has never been anything that sort of would shake the foundation of Bitcoin. Certainly there have been situations where people have been robbed of their Bitcoin, but hey, they get robbed of their currencies too. So Bitcoin, it is the next generation of it, or at least the door to the next generation of money.
Yeah, and Roger was instrumental in getting Free Talk Live to kind of come on board with Bitcoin, and sort of at the same time, we were also instrumental in helping Roger find out what Bitcoin was in the first place. He saw the vision of it as a, you know, real tool to kind of undermine the power of the state and the banks in our lives, because Bitcoin, one of the most, I think, important things that it does and has done is it's taken the power of money out of the hands of the banks and the states of the world, and has put it into the hands of the people, which it's really hard to, you know, kind of overstate how important that is. That's a huge paradigm shift in the idea of money. And that's why, I think that's one of the reasons, Roger, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but one of the reasons why you got excited about it, is that right?
Yeah, you have it exactly right. Bitcoin has the power to undermine every single government on the entire planet's ability to control the money supply. So as a libertarian or a voluntarist, I can't think of something that's more exciting than that, because obviously all of us that, you know, understand economics realize that that'll make the lives of every human being on the planet that much better.
And I don't think it just has the ability, but that was what it has the design. If you take a look at Satoshi Nakamoto's 8-page white paper, and I don't know when it's from, 2009 or thereabouts, about Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto appeared to have this sort of idea in mind.
He pretty clearly did, and it's pretty clearly working. And Bitcoin's having a lot of issues right now that everyone's arguing about. But it's important to take a step back and realize that the reason Bitcoin is having these problems right now is because it's gotten so popular and so many people are using it that everyone's fighting over who gets to use it.
Yep.
So it's if you're going to have problems, these are the exact right type of problems to have, I suppose.
Yeah, I've described it as growing pains, and it is very painful to watch all of this happen as what was one time, at least apparently, on the surface, seemed to be sort of this united group of people who just wanted to do what was best for Bitcoin, now split into at least two factions of people who are severely at disagreement over how to grow Bitcoin into the future. There has been this group called the Bitcoin Core. These are the sort of head programmers on the project, many of whom seem to be just fine resting on their laurels, and they're okay with the crazy fees that have been growing. Just, you know, I guess I don't know what the percentage is, but we've been saying at least 1,200% since 2015, but that copy was written months ago now, so it might have been, you know, 2,000% or more. I mean, the fees have been insane, and that has, I think, driven a lot of people away from Bitcoin and, you know, had them investigating these other cryptocurrencies out there that are competing with Bitcoin. And Bitcoin has been losing its market share as a result of that fairly consistently over the last 3 months. Then there's this other group, which you're involved with, Bitcoin Unlimited, that has been pushing for an increased block size, which will allow for more transactions per minute to be processed on the Bitcoin network. And so recently, you know, this conflict between these two sides, we've been reporting on it here on Free Talk Live. It's been going on for a few years now, but it's been getting particularly bad within the last several months due to the escalating fees that users now have to pay. I could pull up my wallet here. We just got back from Social Sundays tonight, a weekly get together of some of the libertarians here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and we go to a place called Local Burger, which is an actual physical location, a mom and pop kind of business that accepts Bitcoin. And I'm just pulling up my details right now from my Bitcoin wallet. It looks like the fee was 0.0007 Bitcoin, which is probably like basically a just under $2 worth of Bitcoin to send what was approximately a $11 or $12 fee, or $11 or $12 total purchase.
Yeah.
So like a $2 fee. 3 years ago, Roger, that fee would have been what, 2 cents?
Yeah, maybe less than a penny. And up until around 2012, 2013, the majority of Bitcoin transactions were actually free if the coins had been sitting at an address for long enough. And the part that's so frustrating for me and for anybody who's actually trying to use Bitcoin in commerce is that the current Blockstream and core developers openly and actively say that they want high fees. A number of them even say that they want the fees to go over $100 per Bitcoin transaction, which I don't know about you, but if Bitcoin transactions cost $100 each, I wouldn't be using Bitcoin.
No,
I would be using something else. And there's 1,001 different alternatives out there that people are able to choose from. And we're seeing more and more people starting to choose those alternatives. In the fact that Bitcoin's share of the overall crypto coin market cap has dropped below 50% for the first time ever.
That's right.
And that happened right in time with when the fees for Bitcoin began to skyrocket. And the part, it would be one thing if this was unpreventable, but we have these devs openly saying, oh yeah, this is a great thing. The fees are high. Hooray. We're accomplishing our goals. And no, that's the exact opposite thing you want to have for Bitcoin. It's terrible for Bitcoin.
When
that's
you,
right.
When you say the Bitcoin devs, it's my understanding that there are hundreds of devs. So I've been told. You know, like I can't say I'm in the loop.
Some are bigger devs than others, though, right?
And you know, who are the devs, and are they all run by Blockstream? And how the hell did this happen?
So there's about a half dozen to a dozen guys that the majority of which are employed by Blockstream. And the part that's really frustrating is you guys know who Gavin Andreessen is. He's the person that Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, turned over the entire Bitcoin project to and turned over the software, GitHub account to. He's the one who contacted you guys and told you guys all about Bitcoin.
Yep, that's right.
And he was a fantastic steward of Bitcoin and kept Bitcoin on the right path for years and years until he made the mistake of inviting these other guys in and giving them access to the same account. So they shared access to this account. And then about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago now, these other guys, without Gavin's permission, kicked him out of the account and removed him from the account and deleted his access to the account.
That's still takeover if I've ever heard of one.
Sounds criminal to me.
And they did it under the guise of thinking, oh, maybe his account has been hacked. And then as soon as they found out his account hadn't been hacked, they said, oh, yeah, well, we're not going to give you access back anyhow.
Wow.
Which is just absolutely ridiculous. And these people have a completely different vision for the future of Bitcoin than Satoshi had, a completely different vision for the future of Bitcoin than Gavin had, and a completely different vision for the future of Bitcoin than I have. And it's so bad now that the Bitcoin blocks are so full that people want their Bitcoin transactions confirmed. Another website that runs a Bitcoin mining pool now accepts payments via credit card for people to have their Bitcoin transaction confirmed.
I saw you posting about that, I don't know, several weeks ago, it seems like, about this site, BTC.com, and I actually tried to go there because there's a Bitcoin vending machine here in town. We had the fees set too low because the fees have got just like doubled in the last month. And we had the fees set too low, so a couple of the transactions, actually a few of them, had been stuck and they were stuck for like 2 days. So I actually went to that site to try to use it to speed up those transactions being confirmed. Unfortunately, I was unable to utilize it due to being unable to add a credit card to this Alipay system that they require you to pay with. Luckily, I found a Chinese guy who said he knows a miner, and then like he took a payment in Bitcoin from me, and sure enough, he got those things sped right through. More coming up with Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com. TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And we are talking crypto, specifically Bitcoin, and its future. Is it a bright future for Bitcoin? I think all of us want it to be. But is that going to be the case? Because there's been this sort of internal geek war been going on now for a while. And, of course, Bitcoin.com. We've got Roger Ver on with us from Bitcoin.com, the founder, the man behind Bitcoin.com. Not the creator of Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is... Bitcoin itself was created by Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2008. And actually, we were just talking about the white paper that he wrote before the show tonight. Mark, you've actually taken the time to read the full 8 pages of that. It came out, was released to the world, and has become the world's number one and first cryptocurrency, with currently right now, I think, about $2,185 per Bitcoin is what a one Bitcoin costs. Roger, when you bought into Bitcoin, was it like 10 cents? Do you remember how much it was when you bought your first Bitcoin?
It was right around a dollar.
A dollar. Okay, so you got in late.
Well, I sent the wire to Mt. Gox when they were about 50 cents, and they didn't credit it to my account until it was about a dollar.
Jeez. So.
I still did okay on that.
Yeah. And now here you are today. You've been dubbed Bitcoin Jesus, though I've heard you don't much really care for that particular terminology. It has stuck with you. And as a result, you've become hated by many people within the Bitcoin community. I mean, every Twitter post, I thought people didn't like me, but people really, really don't like you, Roger, because you stand for a change to the Bitcoin system that would increase...
Not a change as much as a return to what it was meant to be.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. But it's a change
from
what it is now.
I'm trying to go down the original path that was outlined in the original white paper and was the game plan for Bitcoin from day one. And just recently, a bunch of people managed to gain control of the project and completely changed the future roadmap of Bitcoin. And they want to change it from a peer-to-peer cash system, as outlined by Satoshi Nakamoto. They want to change this into a settlement layer that costs $100 per transaction, which isn't interesting to me.
They're insane. That's what they want.
This new accord, the New York City consensus, that came out.
It came out last Monday, last week.
Right. You and Bitcoin.com, you've signed off on it. But Blockstream, and thus, many of the core developers who... It sounds to me like criminally wrested control of Bitcoin away from Gavin Andreessen. These folks have not signed on. Have you found in that 2-week period of time that some of the vitriol on the internet has settled down because people have come to realize that the other side has no intention of coming to the table, that the other side does not want to negotiate?
Maybe somewhere in some small corner of the internet it has, but for the most part, the internet's always filled with vitriol and hate.
Yeah,
there's people still being angry weirder than they would be in real life.
Well, because isn't this consensus? Now, let's get into talking about what happened last week. So doesn't this consensus basically mean Bitcoin is going to what's called hard fork? And if so, can you explain briefly for our audience that, is probably mostly completely uninitiated on these concepts, what that means?
So a hard fork is just a word that I feel like the other side in this debate is using to make things sound much scarier than they actually are. A hard fork is just a scary sounding word for a protocol upgrade. So right now, Bitcoin's blockchain is able to be, have 1 megabyte on average every 10 minutes added to that blockchain. So it can hold 1 megabyte worth of additional transactions. So this forthcoming protocol upgrade to Bitcoin is going to increase that from 1 megabyte every 10 minutes to 2 megabytes every 10 minutes. So when you hear about it that way, it doesn't sound nearly as scary. And that's all the arguments over. Whereas a number of other people want to figure out ways to include more transactions in each 1 megabyte of data. That's fine. I have no problem with that. I'm all for that. But you don't also have to restrict the actual amount of data as well. So like it's the year 2017. 2 megabytes every 10 minutes or even 10 megabytes every 10 minutes is not a big deal at this point.
And we had talked about this technology to supposedly increase the amount of transactions per kilobyte or whatever, and that's this segregated witness, which you have signed on to now at this point because that's part of this proposal. The proposal on the table, as I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong because I'm just a noob here to a lot of this kind of level of detail on Bitcoin, the segregated witness would be implemented, and also a 2 megabyte increase would be implemented within 6 months.
Right. That's the agreement. And I've signed on to it, not because I think that it's a great idea, but I think it's much, much, much better than the status quo that we have right now.
Absolutely.
Which is where Bitcoin is losing, you know, market share day after day to a million and one altcoins that have faster confirmations and lower fees and a better user experience. And there's, you know, wallets like Jack's wallet. That's, I think, the sponsor of your show.
Yep.
It's fantastic. It makes it so easy to switch from Bitcoin to Ethereum to Dash to whatever you want. There's, I don't know, a half dozen or a dozen different crypto coins in there. And I've been using Dash, the Jack's wallet, because it's that easy. And the fact of the matter is if Bitcoin doesn't provide users with the best possible user experience, people are going to switch to something else. They're going to switch to something else really, really quickly.
And that's the
that's happening
problem
right
here.
Now before our eyes.
Yeah, that's the problem here, is that time is of the essence. There's been a lot of time wasted arguing over this, you know, future course for Bitcoin. Finally, as of last Monday or whenever, we have a course. There's been a course charted. 80+% so like 82-83% of the mining power behind Bitcoin were signatories to this charter. So big players are involved in signing this thing. You guys have 80+% of these, you know, big players. So the question I think that's most important is, how long, realistically, is this going to take? I mean, how come everybody didn't just go home that night and, you know, flip their miners to support SegWit and support Bitcoin Unlimited and, you know, the increased block size? And, why can't this happen in a week? Why does it have to take 6 months or up to 6 months? And what do you think a realistic estimate is?
There's just too many moving pieces here and too many players and too many different people with different visions. So I wish everybody could go home and flip the switch and it would be done in 24 hours. We're not there yet. People are still arguing about it.
The people who signed the accord, 83% of the mining power in the world signed the accord.
Yeah, there's definitely some politicking when it comes to the way the whole thing's been presented. So a fair number of the people signed the agreement, you know, kicking and screaming and not too terribly happy. But everybody, I think, likes it better than where we're at today. So hopefully that means that it'll go forward, because everybody likes it better than where we're at today, which is nothing's happening and Bitcoin is losing market share quickly to all these altcoins. And then the argument that really is so frustrating for me that I hear from the other side, they said, oh, well, those people don't understand why Bitcoin is better than these other currencies, and they'll come back to Bitcoin eventually. And I don't think that's the case. If another coin gives you a faster confirmation at a lower price and is easier to use, why would you go back to Bitcoin? Of course you're not.
I have a question, Roger. This is Johnny Ray, and I'm a bigger noob than Ian. But to go back a little bit, the terms segregated witness, settlement layer, and off-chain, are they related? Are they synonymous? What can you tell me what segregated witness means?
So segregated witness is another fancy way of just saying removing part of the data from the normal part of the block and putting it in this other area. So right now all the Bitcoin transactions kind of go into one bucket, so to speak, and this is going to make a second bucket that's separate from the first bucket. And then one of the parts that I hate about it the most is that the developers behind segregated witness just completely arbitrarily, centrally planned, picked a fee discount for the Bitcoin, part of the Bitcoin transactions that go in this
new
bucket.
Hold that thought, Roger. We're going to continue here in moments with Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, toll-free, at 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com, he is with us. If you want to talk about something else, well, stand by. We will get to you. We'll open the phones up, as we always do, coming up here in a little bit. But we're talking about a very important topic to many of us here on the show, and that is Bitcoin. And it should be an important topic to people out there listening. Even if you don't have any yet, Bitcoin is a really interesting thing. It's a phenomenon. It is the first in the world cryptocurrency, and it has, in just the last several months, added quite a bit of value. It dropped down a little bit over the last few days, but still over $2,100 per Bitcoin as we speak right now. And just a few months ago, or several months ago, it was around $1,000 per Bitcoin. A year ago, it was like $600 per Bitcoin. And it's just been interesting and, you know, enlightening and for many people enriching to watch this happen. So it's a worldwide phenomenon, and that's one of the reasons why we're reporting on it in great detail here, because what happens to Bitcoin is a very important thing. It is the world's leader in cryptocurrencies, although it's starting to lose its market dominance, having gone down from about 85% of the total market cap for all cryptocurrencies combined down to below 50%, where it's kind of hovering at the moment. And Roger Veer is with us from Bitcoin.com. And we were talking about some of those alternatives to Bitcoin that have been around forever. I mean, for many years, there have been other options that are essentially derivatives of most of them. There are some exceptions to it, like Monero. But there are, you know, a bunch of coins that have been created to compete with Bitcoin. And right now, other things like Dash are starting to look pretty good because the Bitcoin fees are crazy and the Dash fees are next to nothing, just like Bitcoin used to be. And we've been talking about Dash because they're a sponsor of Free Talk Live, which is something that a lot of the other coins don't have a business plan to do, to actually have a built-in marketing budget. So Dash seems to be a real smart option out there and, you know, a solid competitor. Of course, like any cryptocurrency, it allows you to pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash has the vision of being digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth, which is what Bitcoin used to do, but not so much anymore until they can fix the problems. Dash is decentralized, and it's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. And anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today, and you can find out more at Dash.org. Find out why there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and check that out. Now, Roger, I saw you post on, I think it was your Twitter, not too long ago, that you had transferred somebody some money with Dash instead of Bitcoin, and you were really pleased because you didn't have to pay through the nose and in fees to do it.
Yeah, it was actually to another longtime Bitcoiner that I don't know if he wants to be public in regards to that, but it's a well-known Bitcoin figure asked me to send him some Dash.
Yeah. Right. Look at how things have devolved in the the new money sphere, that we have to wonder, oh, well, what's it going to be like if we say we use this currency or that currency? You know, I mean, that's kind of pathetic. I mean, we're using the thing that, you know, in whatever circumstance serves us best. And Bitcoin needs to Bitcoin needs to get on the stick. And I'm really kind of sad and upset.
That makes two of us there, Mark. I'm incredibly sad and upset. Bitcoin had this giant first mover advantage, had the biggest network effect, had the most users, had the most user adoption, had the most businesses interested in it. I'm aware of literally businesses that have over 100 million monthly active users that were in the process of integrating Bitcoin accounts into all of their user accounts and put that on hold because of the scaling debate and because Bitcoin hasn't been allowed to scale for social reasons, not for any technical reasons, but for social reasons. A bunch of people want to change Bitcoin into just being the settlement layer with a bunch of fancy technology on top. And they've blocked Bitcoin from being able to scale to keep up with user demand. And as someone who's one of the earliest people telling people about how wonderful Bitcoin is, it brings a tear to my eye to see this happening.
It hurts, and it makes it really hard to promote Bitcoin, although I continue to do so just because, honestly, I don't have any other options as far as locally. I mean, we promote Dash on the air, but as far as like payment systems are concerned for real-life merchants, right now Bitcoin is pretty much all there is. Now, I know the Dashers are working on a solution, and hopefully they'll be coming out with that sooner rather than later, because I feel like we're stuck here. As you're aware, Roger, we've been doing a lot of Bitcoin outreach here in the Keene area and have, as a result, turned Keene into sort of this Bitcoin powerhouse where we have more Bitcoin-accepting businesses per capita here in Keene than San Francisco does, which is supposedly the worldwide number one place. So, I mean, a little bit of effort has really reaped some rewards, even with Bitcoin as broken as it is right now. Now, Johnny Ray, you were asking a question. I don't think we ever got to the full response about some of the terminology, the settlement layer and segregated witness.
Yeah, to paraphrase my question, I had basically just asked for definitions of segregated witness, on-chain, off-chain, and settlement layer.
Yeah, so segregated witness is just a fancy term of like segregating the witness signatures that are part of a Bitcoin transaction to a different area. A more important question is on-chain versus off-chain. So a Bitcoin transaction is on-chain when you broadcast the Bitcoin network and it's recorded in a block. An example of an off-chain transaction would be if you have a Coinbase account and I have a Coinbase account and I send Bitcoins from my Coinbase account to your Coinbase account, and Coinbase just updates their internal ledger and that never goes on to the actual Bitcoin blockchain. And we're seeing a huge, huge, huge amount of Bitcoin transactions being moved into these off-chain systems that don't provide the same level of security. Coinbase could freeze either of our accounts at any time for any reason. We need to make as much room for people to make on-chain Bitcoin transactions as we possibly can. And I'm sorry,
that's
was there a
what's
third
full
term
right now. That's what's full though. The on-chain transactions, those blocks that they have to be included in, those blocks are 99.98 plus percent full or whatever every single 10 minutes, and so it's hard to get your transactions in there. Mark,
we were into alternative currencies here on Free Talk Live before we ever heard
gold,
about
silver,
Bitcoin.
Sure.
And the story I heard about how fractional reserve banking began was that goldsmiths would hold people's gold and give them little pieces of paper to say, this is a 1 ounce, this is a certificate for, a tenth of an ounce or 1 ounce or whatever of gold. And that people would do their transactions by handing the piece of paper over to someone else. And then the basically the piece of paper became worth an ounce of gold because you could go and get it from the goldsmith. What the goldsmiths found out was is they never had to actually have all the gold on hand because rarely would people come and get their gold. It was better taken care of by the smith. And so what they began doing was handing out more pieces of paper than they actually had gold for, or actually probably putting the gold to work, like loaning it out or whatever that they would do in order to get, public work projects or whatever the thing was. And so when there was rumor that goldsmith didn't have the gold in the vault, then there would be a run on the bank, as it were. People would come and want their certificates cashed out, and the goldsmith wouldn't have it, and then slavery or whatever the hell would happen. I mean, you're talking about ancient Babylon here. So this is kind of the story. Essentially, off-chain transactions, like you described with Coinbase, doing transactions between two Coinbase accounts, that would enable an organization like Coinbase to essentially begin doing fractional reserve banking. And this is what I find so frightening about off-chain solutions is that in the Bitcoin network, you send actual Bitcoin, which is like sending actual gold. It's not a certificate for that. No one's holding it for you. You hold it, and then you give it to someone else who can hold it. If you let other people hold your currency, then, well,
get what you get.
Yeah, you're bringing us back into the dark ages of fractional reserve banking and state monetary policy. This is what we were drug out for. Satoshi Nakamoto gave us a lifeline for just a moment, and then these people that want these off-chain solutions seem to me like they're shoving us, putting their foot in my face and shoving me back into the mud.
Well, isn't it true that this Blockstream company that is sort of taking control over Bitcoin is funded by a big bank to the tune of like $100 million? There's more coming up here in moments. Roger, can you stick with us?
You got it.
All right.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blends, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching here into more with your calls coming up about whatever you want. But right now, if you're going to call in, you do need to be having a question for Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com, where we're talking about the future of Bitcoin. Is it a bright future, or is this consensus that they came out with last week too little, too late? Is it too little to actually save Bitcoin from being overcome by its competition? You know, right now it is still, if you go to coincap.io, for instance, you can, you know, take a look and they'll show you, you know, what the market cap is of Bitcoin compared to the market caps of these other currencies. And the market cap is the current value based in U.S. dollars of all the Bitcoin that exists in the world at this moment right now. It's currently at about $35.5 billion around the globe for Bitcoin. Its second closest competitor, or the next closest competitor, number two on the list, is Ethereum at $15.6 billion. So just under half of the value of Bitcoin right now. And Ethereum's doing great. I mean, it's growing strong and it's growing well. There's all kinds of interesting applications out there for Ethereum. And, of course, below that, there's several other competitors, including Dash and Monero and Ethereum Classic and more. All told, totaled, the number of altcoins is actually the market capitalization of those altcoins, the sort of competitors to Bitcoin, in total, is greater than Bitcoin itself. Bitcoin used to be at a dominance of 85% just a few months ago and has dropped now below 50% for the first time very recently. And we've got Roger Veer with us from Bitcoin.com.
Roger, do you think if the New York Accords, and it seems like the New York Accords are going to be implemented, I'm hoping, there was an accord like this previously out of Hong Kong, but it didn't have nearly the buy-in as far as miners go, and miners are the only ones that matter. When the New York Accords are implemented, that SegWit is adopted and 2 megabyte transaction sizes are raised to 2 megabytes, do you think that that's going to reverse a lot of the attrition that Bitcoin has experienced?
I really, really, really hope so, but I'm also really, really afraid that it may be too little too late at this point. Bitcoin still has the giant network effect over these other ones, but these other ones are coming fast and strong, And during the commercial break, I heard the Dash commercial there, and they're advertising the exact right things they need to be advertising. They're advertising instant confirmations for low fees, and Bitcoin has the exact opposite. The average confirmation time is multiple hours, and the fees are really, really high. And the current, you know, quote-unquote core devs are saying that that's a good thing. Those people are nuts. People are going to use the currencies that give them fast, safe confirmations for a low price. That's what people want, and that's what people are going to use, and we're seeing that happen. And you mentioned that Bitcoin's share of the overall market cap of the crypto coin space has plummeted from around 85% to less than half in just the last couple of months. That's timed exactly with when the time the Bitcoin fees really got out of control and the confirmation times became really, really long. That's not a coincidence. That's the reason why.
Absolutely. So it's pretty scary, you know, what's going to happen with Bitcoin. But cryptocurrency is going to continue on. Whether or not it is Bitcoin that is on the top, that's really the only question.
Right. And I think that that's one of the conspiracy theories that's out there. And I want to ask Roger that particular question. Many people I've heard say that Roger, if he has any Bitcoin at all left, you know, wants to see Bitcoin run into the ground and, you know, things like this. Now, you know, I mean,
That's the most ridiculous conspiracy theory besides the flat Earth, I think.
But I wouldn't take the time on Facebook to address that with some troll that is just you know, throwing crap up in order to you know, say
waste
things.
Your time.
But I know that, you know, people might have that conspiracy theory after they hear the way we're talking here. I've heard a lot of people say that essentially you back Bitcoin or you hate cryptocurrency, right? Like that's where they're coming from. And so, Roger, are you holding Bitcoin? I mean, do you have Bitcoin?
Yeah, I'm holding a huge amount of Bitcoin. About 9 months or so ago, I sold about 1% of my Bitcoin, and I bought some Dash, I bought some Monero, I bought some Zcash, I bought a number of different currencies there. And in hindsight, I probably should have sold more of my Bitcoin at that time. Bitcoin's up maybe around five times in price since I sold 1% of my Bitcoin holdings. All these other currencies are up dozens of times in that same time period. So it's sad, but the reason why is the honest truth is if you want to make a transaction to somebody who already has a Dash wallet and a Bitcoin wallet, the Dash transaction is going to go through much faster and much cheaper and going to provide a better user experience, say, than Bitcoin. The only difference is Bitcoin has way more users and way more merchants and way more adoption at the moment. But if the user experience continues to be bad, that's going to change. And we're going to see more and more people using things other than Bitcoin.
The momentum that Bitcoin has and has earned, rightfully, over many years is starting to slow down. And so that's why, you know, the big question is how soon can they implement these changes? Now, we've been looking at a website called coin.dance, coin.dance/blocks. And we've been kind of just, you know, taking a look at that from time to time to see where some of these proposals are. And they just seem like they're stalled, at least according to the numbers there. Is that still the best place to look, Roger, to kind of keep an eye on how this is developing from a numbers perspective? How many people are on board? How many of the miners specifically are coming on board with these ideas to change Bitcoin?
Yeah, coin.dance is one of my favorites, and another one that I love is nodecounter.com. It's another great one that I like.
Because right now it doesn't look like, you know, it's been about a week now. I think it was Monday of last week that this consensus was reached with over 80% of the miners, and there hasn't really been much of a change on this particular website. So it's looking more like it's going to be closer to more of the 6 months rather than fewer of them. And you said you don't have any idea how quickly this can be implemented, but the agreement was at the most it would be 6 months. It's hard to watch because you know that every moment that goes by, every day that goes by that they don't implement this, more people are going to drop off the radar. What is it going to look like when they finally do? So let's fast forward, you know, 5 months, and the segregated witness thing finally gets to the level it needs to. The emergent consensus, the increase to the block size gets to the level that it needs to, and they go through this hard fork. Does that mean that there are going to be two Bitcoins?
It's possible, but seems very, very, very unlikely in my book. So Monero, for example, has had dozens of hard forks. It's never resulted in there being two versions of Monero. And with Bitcoin, unlike Ethereum, which is another competitor to Bitcoin here, the difficulty adjusts every 2016 blocks, which means if you have one group that wants to go one way and another group wants to go another way, The miners on the minority chain there aren't very likely to get paid. Because their blocks are going to be spaced so far apart. You have to wait. You have to have 100 blocks built on top of the block. And maybe this is getting too technical for the radio, yeah. But the short version is that I think it's very, very unlikely. And even if it does result in Bitcoin splitting and there's two different versions of Bitcoin compared to where we're at today, that's a fantastic thing.
Right.
Everybody gets the version of Bitcoin that they want and they can go on their merry way and all the fighting can end. And
let the market decide
which version of Bitcoin is better and more useful for people around the world. And there's no doubt in my mind that people are going to prefer the version of Bitcoin that gives them fast, safe, cheap, and reliable Bitcoin transactions than the one that costs $100 per transaction.
Right.
And you have no idea when your transaction is going to get confirmed in a block. There's no doubt in my mind which version is going to be adopted.
Yeah, I mean,
by
it really
market,
can't
so.
Happen soon enough. But
right. the people, the small blockers, the people that want to keep Bitcoin the way it is, really have to act like the government because they have to push their opinion down other people's throats. They can't allow people to, have more options because every option's better than their option.
Okay, so here's what I want to know, though. If this hard fork happens and whether there's two Bitcoins or not, this new Bitcoin, the new Bitcoin that supposedly will adhere to the old Bitcoin's ways of Satoshi Nakamoto and all that, the one that you're backing here with the increased block size, will the current programmers who are currently a threat, according to you, to Bitcoin, will they still be in charge of this new one? If not, who will? As far as like who will be the programmers of this new direction?
So there's a number of competing dev teams to the current, and they're called Bitcoin Core, but that's not really an accurate term. They're not any more core to Bitcoin than anybody else. But there's a number of competing dev teams. One is called Bitcoin Unlimited. Another is called Bitcoin. There's another one with Jeff Garzik and Sergio Lerner that are working on one. So all of these groups have different and better vision for the future of Bitcoin than the current Blockstream and Bitcoin Core group. So I'll gladly support anybody that thinks that Bitcoin, in order for people to want to use it, needs to have fast, safe confirmations and low fees. And the Bitcoin Core team is advocating for the exact opposite. So I don't support the Bitcoin Core team. I've been funding a number of different competing dev teams with money out of my own pocket with my own Bitcoin.
But how does a winner get picked out of all those dev teams? Is it the miners that kind of vote for them?
Yeah, the reason the answer to that question isn't clear is because there isn't really a clear answer. It's the miners have to vote, the businesses have to vote, the wallets have to vote. It's everybody together.
Oh, we're going
to
be watching, and it'll be fascinating. Roger, thanks for being with us tonight from Bitcoin.com. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
More coming up. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, Symbi.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.